Every day, families with critically ill children face the unthinkable, being far from home while their child receives life-saving medical care. Ronald McDonald House Charities Bay Area steps in to ease this burden, providing no-cost housing, free meals, and comprehensive support services to families whose children are being treated at the Bay Area's leading children's hospitals, including Lucile Packard Children's Hospital Stanford and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals in San Francisco and Oakland. But we can't do it alone. Your support, through donations or volunteering, helps families stay close to each other and the expert care they need. Visit rmhcbayarea.org to learn how you can make a lasting impact.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Charanbir Mahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to the audio portion of our show on the Sharks Audio Network. Just find us on the Sharks app. Well, tonight the San Jose Sharks are taking on another Original Six team. But before we get to that, also last Saturday the Sharks took on the Boston Bruins, another Original Six teams. And let's talk about some of the good things that happened in that game. Well, first of all, Sharks won that game. The wins are hard to come by for the Sharks this season as they continue through the rebuild. The Sharks won that game 3-1. But the game-winning goal in that game was scored by Lukas Karlsson. And I want to talk a little bit about Lukas Karlsson. He was drafted by the Chicago Blackhawks in 2016. And in 2019 and 20, that's the first time he plays his first NHL game for the Chicago Blackhawks. And of course, that's somewhat of a dream come true of any youngster, first to be drafted by an Original Six team, but second to play in that Chicago, in that arena, and what an atmosphere that must have been for him. And he played six games in that season in the NHL. Then in 2020 and 2021, he got to play 12 more games in the NHL for the Blackhawks, and then he went to the Panthers. So for the Panthers in 2021 and 22, he played 40 games, and that's the most games he had played in any season for in the NHL. And in that, he had 3 goals and 6 assists. But then season after that, 22-23, he only played 2 games and he had 0 points. And since then, he's been sort of in the AHL. And now, in July of 2024, the San Jose Sharks signed him as a free agent. And until that point, he had played a total of 60 games, 42 for the Panthers and then 18 for the Chicago Blackhawks. And when I say 60 games, I mean the NHL, 60 games in the NHL. He has played a lot of games in the AHL in his career. Now, the last NHL goal that he scored was back on March 5th on 2022. So it's been over 3 years. And since Sharks signed him on this season, he has played 44 games for the Barracuda, the AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks. And there he was 10, 13, and 23. He's been doing really well there. And finally, he gets an opportunity to play for the Sharks. And that's his first NHL game in quite some time. And in that game, to get that game-winning goal is a huge deal for Lukas. So huge congratulations to him. And that's why we're talking about it. Well, here's Lukas talking about his experience and his struggles, you know, throughout his NHL career. So Lukas, first of all, congratulations. That was a huge game, a goal and assist in your first game, as a Shark. So what do you think about that?
It's huge. I mean, I'm very happy to be back at this level again. And it was a big game and obviously fun scoring a goal as well.
So, you know, I know you started out with the Blackhawks. How do you compare and contrast your sort of a career with the Blackhawks? I think you played a couple of years with the Blackhawks before you moved on to the Panthers. What was that experience like for you again? Original Six team drafted you, a huge deal for you personally, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when you're that young and you get drafted, it's a huge deal. And then a couple of years later, playing my first NHL game, which was fun, especially in an organization as Chicago, very, historic organization. organization. So, and then moving on to the Panthers, which were, I think it was pretty good for me. I played some NHL games, and they had a lot of success, obviously. And now I'm here, and I'm very happy for this opportunity.
And so what was this experience in Barracuda like for you, and, you know, just the whole staff and the whole atmosphere and the training and so on?
Hey, it's fun. I mean, just next door here, so, which is nice. But, you know, coming off my injury last year, I was just happy to be playing again. And with a really good team down there, which was fun as well. I'm just happy I'm in this organization right now.
So how do you see this opportunity for you? Here you had a great game. Obviously, you're going to be in lineup for a few more games before the season's over. How do you see this potential for you?
I just want to show that I belong here at this level. I mean, I think that's the biggest part for me. And then I just want to be with this group and win more games. I mean, it's so much fun up here. So just want to work hard and show that I belong here.
Now, a couple of other highlights I want to talk about from that game. One is Alexander Georgiev. Now, he has been playing really well lately. And in the last game, he was .957 save percentage. So that's huge for him. And also, he made 22 saves on 23 shots. And the only goal he allowed came from mishandling of the puck behind the net. He tried to pass it to Vincent, who was just to his left, and it bounced off his skate in front of the net and ended up in a wide-open Sharks net. So here's Georgiev talking about some of the things that have been working for him. And I know for a goalie, when you don't get lots of game in sequence, it's probably hard to get in the rhythm. So he's talking about all that. Lately, he's been getting a lot more chances in the Sharks net, especially since Askarov have been injured. So, Alexander, another huge game by you against Original Six. Tell me a little bit about how you felt in that game.
I felt good. Just in the warm-ups, sometimes you feel like things are going well, but of course warm-ups is just warm-ups. It doesn't mean anything, but I felt comfortable, and the way the game developed, both teams played smart defensive hockey, made a couple good saves in the first period, and then felt the game was pretty tight, and we played a little better and managed to capitalize on the chances, and got a huge win, and the atmosphere was amazing there.
So in the last few games, I mean, your stats here been really good, especially, I mean, against Boston. I think you were .957, something like that. What do you feel? Are you getting a lot more back into when you're getting these back-to-back chances and gives you sort of a better focus in the game, or how's that working for you?
That's a good question. I think definitely when you get into the game flow, the game becomes a little more natural to you, definitely. But Boston is a fun team to play as well. Like you said, the Original Six, and I played a lot for the Rangers against them, and you had a special feeling that the Original Six matchup definitely there, and they've always been a good team, so it's always a good challenge, and I'm enjoying playing against them as much as against anybody else in the league.
Now, a third person I want to mention is Alexander Wennberg, who been so consistent in the Sharks lineup. He played in the third line and the second line. He had played with so many different combinations. But, you know, come lately, he was playing with Graf and Will Smith. And I think both of them had benefited immensely from his leadership, him playing the center and sort of working with them. And now also in the last game, Will Smith actually played on the top line with Macklin Celebrini and William Eklund. So Toffoli got to play with him. So here's Alexander talking about, you know, some of his work with the Young Sharks, but also how it was in that last matchup.
And how is it different for you when you lined up with a couple of youngsters like Graf and Smith, and now you're lined up with Toffoli, a little more veteran guys? How does that change your game?
I feel like everyone you play is a different player. I mean, obviously, I think Toff is probably one of the smartest players I play with, just his scoring ability and just being in the right spot at the right time. So for me to play with him, I feel like we have great chemistry, just the way maybe I was maybe a pass first guy and he's a shooter. But I mean, I'm trying to play the same game depending on who the teammates are. Sometimes I feel like the matchup works real great, but I mean, the last game, me and Graf and Toff, I feel like we're finding each other, we're working hard, and we just couldn't find the back of the net, but we have our opportunities. So we tried to do the same thing against the Mila. quickly.
And what about the communication with the younger guys? I mean, are you kind of directing them a bit while you're on the ice making the plays?
Not really. I mean, I feel like obviously older, we can talk it out, but I mean, they're just as smart as me on the ice. I feel like it's a communication where you kind of like see what they see compared to you. So I want to see, maybe you take a little bit more responsibility, but I mean, the players that are here, like it's the best league in the world. So you can tell like everyone is on the same page, thinking the same way. So it's just great to see young players maturing so quick and ready to play in this league. So.
Now, with that, let's get to some of the things that are happening tonight. I guess the biggest news tonight is that Cam Lund will be in the lineup. He was drafted by the San Jose Sharks back in 2022. He was 34th overall pick, second pick in the second round. And since then, he played about 3 years in the Northeastern University in Boston. It's a beautiful university. It's right in the center of a heart of Boston, walking distance from Commons. Well, you know, whole Boston is pretty much walking distance, but the location and that whole venue is pretty amazing. He played at that Matthews Arena, which was the original arena where the Boston Bruins used to play. So that's a Northeastern University arena, which now there's lots of talk because it's so old that it may have to be demolished. But nonetheless, I spent a lot of time in Boston, especially at Northeastern. I lived in that area for quite some time. Two of my kids graduated from Northeastern, so I have a special connection with his particular university. And tonight, he's going to get his first chance in the lineup as a Shark. He has lots of family members here. He found out about that he's going to get a start a couple of days ago. So lots of his family members were able to make it. One of his friends came all the way from Barcelona. So he's very excited to do well in front of his family and also for himself, as it's going to be his first debut NHL game.
Just how do you approach your day today?
A lot of excitement. My family and friends got in last night, so I got to see them. So I think we're all just super excited for this day.
What's the biggest piece of advice you've gotten this week, maybe just going into tonight's game?
Just have fun and enjoy it. It's the biggest piece I've gotten, and not try to overthink everything.
Are you excited to go through the Shark Head tonight? I mean, I'm sure you've seen tons of videos of it. How cool would that be? How cool is that going to be for you?
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great feeling tonight.
You know, obviously you have the friends and family in the crowd. I mean, what have they said just about how proud of you they are and things like that? What have they just told you in terms of your journey to get here?
They're just super proud of me, of where I've gone. I mean, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. I mean, they've supported me my whole life, so I'm really grateful for that.
You got about 20, you said?
Yeah, probably about 15 people, I want to say, they're here.
Okay. Yeah, and your friend from Barcelona, was he able to make it over?
Yeah, he got in last night at 11.
Yeah, that's the longest trip.
Yeah, it's a long trip. I think it was 20 hours.
What guys told you about making your debut, or just trying to maybe get over the nerves or the butterflies, is just maybe just getting a shift in or a hit in, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, just enjoying the moment. You only get this once in a lifetime, so kind of just soaking it all in.
Well, you've been used to be playing against, as an underrated guy, beating BC in the playoffs and having some big games like that. Now facing the Maple Leafs shouldn't be any different than that, should it?
No, they're a good team, but tonight will be fun.
Obviously, the Leafs are, you know, starts to line up this Matthews, Marner, and Nylander. I mean, how cool is the first NHL game is going to be against not only just those guys, but also the Toronto Maple Leafs in general? It's, you know, an original 16.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be unreal. I mean, obviously watching the Leafs growing up all the time, play against the Bruins a lot too. I mean, it's a dream come true.
And, you know, was there a guy in the league that you're specifically, like, looking forward to facing? I know Matthews is up there for a guy like Will Smith. I mean, is there anybody in the Leafs that you're like, wow, I can't wait to face him or, you know, meet him, that sort of thing?
I mean, yeah, definitely playing against Matthews would probably be up there, one of the greatest goal scorers of all time. So, I mean, it's going to be awesome to be on the ice with him.
Love it.
So, Cam, your dad mentioned your favorite player being Sidney Crosby. Was there anyone on the Leafs lineup that you kind of grew up watching and you want to follow?
No one on the Leafs that I really grew up watching. But yeah, Sidney Crosby was definitely my favorite player growing up.
Well, see, I figured, you know, some of the guys when you were a teenager, they were sort of just breaking into NHL and the Leafs, especially like Matthews and Nylander and so on. What made Sidney Crosby so special for you?
I mean, he's probably the greatest of all time. Just obviously watching him all the time growing up, wearing number 87 as a kid. I mean, I kind of just like looked up to him, watched all of his highlights and everything. So it's cool.
So during practice, I saw you on the power play a bit. What do you think? Is that something you might get a shot at tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously an honor to be on the power play with such great players. So I'm really looking forward to the opportunity.
And anything particular you want to do tonight on the ice?
I just want to make everyone proud. I mean, my family and friends that are all here, and I'm super grateful that they're all able to come out here and watch me play.
And when did you find out that you would be playing tonight? Because obviously your family needed a little heads up, right?
Yeah, I think I found out about a couple of days ago that I was playing. They came out last night, they got in, so I know all of them are super excited to see me play.
Well, congratulations, and it's a huge day. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
So now to the business at hand. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks are taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs, who are number one in the Atlantic Division with 89 points, while the San Jose Sharks are dead last in the league and in the Pacific Division with 47 points. In the last 10 matchups, the San Jose is 4-6-0, while the Leafs are 5-5-0. But don't let that mislead you. In the last five games, the Toronto Leafs, Maple Leafs, are they had won four of their last five matchups. But their prior five matchup to that, they had lost four. That's why it's 5-5-0. But the prior 10 games before that, they had points in nine of those 10 games, and they had won eight of those. They lost one in regulation and one in overtime. Now, with that, let's get to the lineup, projected lineup for the San Jose Sharks. On the top line tonight is William Eklund with Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith. On the second line is Colin Grab with Alexander Wenberg and Tyler Toffoli. On the third line is Cam Lund with Patrick Giles and Ty Dellandrea. On the fourth line is Carl Grundstrom with Zach Ostachuk and Barclay Goodrow. In the defense for the San Jose Sharks is Mario Ferraro with Shakir Mukhammadullin and Luca Cagnoni with Vincent Desharnais and Lucas Carlson with Timothy Liljegren. In the net tonight is Alexander Georgiev. With that, let's get to the first period. Well, the Sharks came out the gate prepared, and they really pressured the Leafs right from the get-go. In about first 8 minutes of that first period, the San Jose Sharks were out shooting the Leafs 7-2. But just before that 8 minute mark, Lucas Carlson had a great chance to the left of goalie. He took a shot, goalie made the save, he got his own rebound, but then he got his rebound across through the crease onto the tape of Tyler Toffoli, and he just wristed a shot in the open net and made it 1-0 Sharks.
In the middle, Graf back to the net. Liljegren, it is Carlson trying to set the table, and they score! It is Tyler Toffoli does it again against Toronto.
Now, just past the 14-minute mark into that period, a Ty Dellandrea took a penalty for tripping, and on the ensuing power play, Knives took a shot from the bottom of that left circle. Georgiev made a huge save, but the rebound ended up to Georgi's left, and Nylander backhanded it in the net and tied the game at one.
Nylander gliding in on his back as Giles trying to strip it away. Good puck protection by the Leaf forward. Now a chance at the front of the net, and they score! And it is William Nylander!
Well, in the last couple of minutes of that first period, Lucas Carlson got 2 minutes for interfering Mitch Marner. And on that ensuing power play, Colin Graf got the puck in the Sharks' zone in the left circle, skated straight across through the neutral zone into offensive zone, and then he cut from top of that left circle to his right, just past the slot, and wristed a shot in the net and made it 2-1 Sharks. And that was a shorthanded goal for Colin Graf, his fifth of the season.
To Colin Graf. Now Graf comes through center with Barclay Goodrow. Graf to the inside. Graf shoots. Scores!
Well, just a couple of minutes into that second period, Alexander Wenberg got to a loose puck on the Sharks' blue line, to the right blue line. He skated straight through the neutral zone into the offensive zone and took a wrist shot from the inside of that right circle that trickled through. Goalie made the save, but the puck trickled through his right arm, ended up into the net, which gave the Sharks a 3-1 lead.
They've lost three in a row, three times. Here's a 2-on-1. Wenberg shoots, and scores! It's his 100th National Hockey League goal for Alex Wenberg.
Well, just another couple of minutes later, Lucas Carlson took his second penalty of the night, a tripping penalty, And on the ensuing power play, Knives took a shot on goal. Georgi made the save, but the puck trickled through his five while it was behind him, and Austin Matthews just pounced on it and tapped it in the net, which cut the Sharks' lead to just one goal.
Leafs have Nylander with Tavares, Knives, Matthews, and Marner. They're going all forwards. And they immediately start with it. Here's Marner. He'll shoot, and Georgi finds it, but then they convert. It's Matthews with a tap in, and it's 3-2.
Past the halfway through the period, Toronto's goalie tried to play the puck in front of him. He tried to throw it to his right but forward, and the puck bounced off of William Eklund's skate back into the Toronto net, giving the Sharks again a two-goal lead and made it 4-2 Sharks.
Point tonight, he had the primary assist on the game's first goal back in the opening period by the Ontario native Tyler Toffoli. Shots 22-18, and now the Sharks get another goal out of nowhere. It's William Eklund, and it's 4-2.
And just past the 15-minute mark, a slap shot from the blue line by Scott Laughton found his way to the back of the net and made it 4-3 Sharks. Now that's how the second period ended tonight, but the Sharks were out shooting 26-21.
Leafs have it again. Laughton back to him, and he scores. Scott Laughton in his 10th game for Toronto with his first point as a Leaf, and Toronto not going away. It's 4-3.
Well, the San Jose Sharks started the third period with a one-goal lead, 4-3. Just a couple of minutes into that period, they drew a penalty, and on the power play, William Eklund had the puck on the right goal line, and he got a pass across the crease to the back door on the tape of Tyler Toffoli, and he put one in the net, which gave the Sharks a 5-3 lead, a two-goal lead, which they will need to defend for the rest of the period.
He's out there now as William Eklund gets it to Mack. Celebrini down to Eklund. Far side, they score! It's Toffoli again!
Well, and they did just that until just over a minute left into that game. It was 1:02 to be exact. That's when John Tavares tipped in a puck into the Sharks' net and cut the lead to just one goal. And that made the game a whole lot more interesting.
And they get it back, Toronto, due to Mitch Marner. Marner goes to work with a wrister that's tipped in by Tavares, and it's 5-4.
Well, after that, with their goalie out, of course, the Maple Leafs were pushing a lot of pressure on the San Jose Sharks, and Sharks had trouble clearing the puck. They took a couple of icings, but nonetheless, and they lost the faceoff on that left circle in the Sharks zone, and eventually a shot ended up in the net and tied the game at 5, and that shot came from Nylander, his second of tonight.
Marner looks out front. Marner still with it. Marner back for Riley. Riley back for Nylander. Marner, far side, diving across Georgiev to Rob Austin Matthews. Another chance, they score! William Nylander ties it with 12 seconds left.
Well, so the game ended tied at 5. Sharks played really well in that third period. It's really unfortunate to lose that two-goal lead in just 62 seconds remaining in the game. But nonetheless, off we went in overtime. Both teams had some chances on both ends, but neither team scored. And then we went to the shootout. And in the shootout, Nylander scored first for the Maple Leafs, but then Sharks returned with Will Smith scoring a goal, followed by Macklin. So the final score tonight for the San Jose Sharks is a shootout victory, 6-5 Sharks.
Now Macklin Celebrini will be San Jose's second shooter. And here's Celebrini against Toronto's Joseph Woll.
Well, Tyler Toffoli has been scoring quite a bit lately, and tonight he scored two goals. He was looking for that hat trick. Here's Tyler.
You guys wanted to win, but at the end of the day, you guys got one.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously a really good team, and I thought we played a really good game. And I mean, at the end of the day, we found a way, we stuck with it, and I'm happy with this group.
How'd you feel you and your line play tonight? Looked like you guys just kind of got every bounce, but you guys were creating those bounces as well.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we worked for them. I don't think it was necessarily like a lucky bounce or anything like that. I thought we did a really good job of, I mean, it sounds cliche, but like recovering and forechecking hard and just having good sticks. And I think when you do things like that, good things are going to happen. I think it, you know, carried over from last game. We didn't get the, you know, point results as the line last game, but I thought we had a really good game.
Well, we talked to Alexander Wenberg about his line, which actually started things going for the San Jose Sharks in the third period against the Boston Bruins, another original 16, and they also opened up the scoring for the Sharks with that first goal in that first period.
Tyler just mentioned your guys' line, you know, maybe the points weren't there in the last game, but it was clicking and it kind of carried to this game. How do you feel the line of you, Colin, and Tyler is really meshing right now?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're playing great. Obviously, I feel like the first period, too, we were coming out, making really good plays. Should have found the back of the net, but I mean, right now, like, we're playing a really good hockey. So if we just keep doing this way, I feel like we're going to get rewarded.
How well you think Georgiev did in the net, making some huge timely saves?
No, I mean, it was great today. Obviously, making some really good saves, like I said. And like I said, we got to find a way to kind of like help him out a little bit more. In the last couple, he made a great save there, and then the puck came back. But I mean, like today, I feel like it's a great performance for him for sure.
And that third period, you obviously don't love giving up the goals there at the end there. But first, like 17 or 18 minutes there, is that kind of how you want to play, holding a lead in general?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it was solid effort. Obviously, we talked about playing a smart hockey, and I feel like we really stick to the game plan. Obviously, they pulled a goal in there, one extra guy, but like I said, I feel like we're kind of sticking to what we do best and playing a simple hockey, and that's what we got to keep doing every night.
Well, a huge congratulations to Cam Lund for his first NHL game tonight. He had over 11 minutes of ice time, 11:06 to be exact.
How did you feel today, Cam?
Good. I mean, obviously to get that win, my debut and everything, I mean, it's a great feeling.
What'd you think of just the overall atmosphere? You know, it was like a pretty structured game. Just what were your first impressions of playing at SAP Center in an environment like it was tonight?
It was great. I mean, the fans, they were all great. It's my first time being at the rink too, so it was good to come and see the whole rink and everything.
When you look at the identity of this team, I know you haven't been here, but this was a pretty well-structured game. How did you feel as a team you guys played against the Maple Leafs?
I thought we played a really good game. I mean, we fought hard the whole entire game, and it was great to get the win at the end there.
So what do you thought of your first shift? I know you lifted that stick to prevent that cross pass right when you came on.
Just to be simple in my first shift. That was kind of my whole game plan going into that.
Here's Coach talking about how the Sharks did and also how Carlson did. He got an assist early on, but then he did take two penalties right after that. But on one of those penalties, Graf had the short-ended goal. And also, Georgiev looked solid in the net. Yeah, there were a couple of goals you think he would want back, one that trickled through the five holes and perhaps one for the blue line, and that was by Scott Lawton.
So what do you thought of Carlson? He started out well. He had an assist, but then kind of a couple of those untimely penalties, I guess.
Yeah, I thought he was very solid again. You know, I think you can see his experience when he plays. He's played in this league. You know, he's played against heavy teams. He's played against skilled teams. He's not overwhelmed by a moment. Yeah, the penalties, obviously we can't take those types of penalties against this type of team. But I thought he was, again, very solid.
You know, Alexander's line, Wenberg's line in the last game got that things going in the third period, and tonight they were also sort of first to ignite the fire.
Yeah, I thought Wenny was really good, as was, you know, Toth and Graffer. Just very, you know, they're smart players, you know, and so you trust them on the ice, but they've got some chemistry going as a line, and, you know, I thought Graffer was really good in the penalty kill again. He's really coming into his own as an NHL player. Again, I thought Muck has another really good game, and we're very positive as we're seeing some guys really develop.
And what do you thought of Georgiev in the net tonight?
Yeah, I thought he was good. You know, I think, you know, there's probably one or two he'd probably want to look at, and but, you know, a lot of traffic in front of him, you know, but he made some saves when we needed him to, so I thought he was solid.
Well, tonight the San Jose Sharks led in block shots 21-17 and takeaways 4-2, while the Maple Leafs led in faceoffs 58% to 42%, hits 26-5 and giveaways 13-10. Both teams were tied in shots at 35 each. And now for the three stars of the game. The first star of tonight is from the San Jose Sharks, and that's Tyler Toffoli, who had 2 goals and 1 assist. The second star is from the Maple Leafs, and that's William Nylander, who had 2 goals, and he had 22 minutes and 26 seconds of time on ice. And the third star tonight from the San Jose Sharks is Colin Graf, who had 1 goal, that shorthanded goal, and he was +2 tonight. Well, we will see you again on Saturday when the San Jose Sharks take on the New York Rangers right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.